I am a member of the Survivor's own crew. We took down the Lord Ruler. Quellion will hardly provide us with a challenge. You don't have to be here when he falls. Beldra snorted quietly in derision. It's not just about your safety, Spook said. If you join with us, it will be a strong blow to your brother. Perhaps it will convince him that he is wrong. There could be a more peaceful way of making this happen.
I'm going to start screaming in 3 heartbeats, Beldra said.
I don't fear your guards, Spook said.
I don't doubt that, Beldra said. But if they come, you'll have to kill again.
Spook wavered. He stayed where he was, however, calling her bluff. And so she started screaming.
Go kill him, Kelsier said over her screams. Now, before it's too late. Those guards you killed, they were just following orders. Quellion, he's the true monster.
Spook ground his teeth in frustration, then finally ran, fleeing from Beldra and her screams, leaving Quellion alive. For the moment. The group of rings, clasps, ear loops, bracelets, and other bits of metal gleamed on the table like a treasure hoard of legend. Of course, most of the metals were rather mundane. Iron, steel, tin, copper. No gold or atium. Yet to a ferrochemist, the metals were worth far more than their economic value. They were batteries, stores that could be filled, then drawn upon. One made of pewter, for instance, could be filled with strength. Filling it would drain the ferrochemist of strength for a time, making him weak enough that simple tasks grew difficult. But the price was worthwhile, for when necessary, he could draw that strength forth. Many of these metal mines, spread out on the table in front of Sazed, were empty at the moment. Sazed had last used them during the horrific battle that had ended with the fall, then rescue, of Luthadel over a year before. That battle had left him drained in more ways than one. 10 rings, lined up on the side of the table, had been used to nearly kill him. Marsh had shot them at Sazed like coins, piercing his skin. That, however, had allowed Sazed to draw forth their power and heal himself. At the very center of the collection were the most important metal mines of all. 4 bracers, meant to clasp onto the upper or lower arms, sat gleaming and polished, made of the purest copper. They were the largest of his metal mines, for they held the most. Copper carried memories. A ferrochemist could take images, thoughts, or sounds that were fresh in his mind, then store them away. While inside, they wouldn't decay or change, as memories could while held in the mind. When Sazed had been a young man, an older ferrochemist had read out the entire contents of his copper mines. Sazed had stored the knowledge in his own copper mines. They contained the sum total of keeper knowledge. The Lord Ruler had worked hard to smother people's memories of the past. But the keepers had gathered them, stories of how the world had been before the ash came and the sun had turned red. The keepers had memorized the names of places and of kingdoms, had gathered the wisdom of those who were lost. And they had memorized the religions that had been forbidden by the Lord Ruler. These he had worked the most diligently to destroy, and so the keepers had worked with equal diligence to rescue them, to secure them away inside of metal mines, so someday they could be taught again. Above all, the keepers had searched for one thing— knowledge of their own religion, the beliefs of the Terrace people. Those had been forgotten during the destructive chaos following the Lord Ruler's ascension. However, despite centuries of work, the keepers had never recovered this most precious knowledge of all.
I wonder what would have happened if we had found it, Sazed thought, picking up a steel mind and quietly polishing it. Probably nothing.
He'd given up on his work with the religions in his portfolio for the moment, feeling too discouraged to study. There were 50 religions left in his portfolio. Why was he deluding himself, hoping to find any more truth in them than he had in the previous 250? None of the religions had managed to survive the years. Shouldn't he just let them be? Looking through them seemed to be part of the great fallacy in the work of the Keepers. They'd struggled to remember the beliefs of men, but those beliefs had already proven they lacked the resilience to survive. Why bring them back to life? That seemed as pointless as reviving a sickly animal so it could fall to predators again. He continued to polish. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw Breeze watching him. The soother had come to Sazed's room, complaining that he couldn't sleep, not with Spook still outside somewhere. Sazed had nodded but continued polishing. He didn't wish to get into a conversation. He just wanted to be alone. Breeze, unfortunately, stood and came over.
"Sometimes I don't understand you, Sazed," Breeze said.
"I do not endeavor to be mysterious, Lord Breeze," Sazed said, moving on to polish a small bronze ring.
"Why take such good care of them?" Breeze asked. "You never wear them any more. In fact, you seem to spurn them."
"I do not spurn the metal mines, Lord Breeze. They are, in a way, the only sacred thing I have left in my life."
"But you don't wear them, either,"
Sazed continued polishing.
"No, I do not."
"But why?" Breeze asked. "You think that she would have wanted this? She was a keeper, too. Do you honestly think she'd want you to give up your metal mines?"
"This particular habit of mine is not about Tyndall."
"Oh?"
Breeze asked, sighing as he seated himself at the table.
"What do you mean? Because honestly, Sazed, you're confusing me. I understand people. It bothers me that I can't understand you."
"After the Lord Ruler's death," Sazed said, putting down the ring, "do you know what I spent my time doing?"
"Teaching," Breeze said. "You left to go and restore the lost knowledge to the people of the Final Empire."
"And did I ever tell you how that teaching went?"
Breeze shook his head.
"Poorly,"
Sazed said, picking up another ring.
"The people didn't really care. They weren't interested in the religions of the past. And why should they have been? Why worship something that people used to believe in?"
"People are always interested in the past, Sazed."
"Interested, perhaps," Sazed said. "But interest is not faith. These metal mines, they are a thing of museums and old libraries. They are of little use to modern people. During the years of the Lord Ruler's reign, we keepers